Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is 梅丽。
梅丽，我们今天聊一下发生在春晚上的一个事情。那个呢，也成了二月份的一个 trending topic。
Yeah, so actually, what happened during the Spring Festival Gala?
你知道在中国有一个 comedian, 有一个很有名的一个喜剧人叫岳云鹏、啊、然后就是在这个春晚上，在这个 Spring Festival Gala 上面呢，他有一个 comedy show 要表演给大家，可能是因为 nervous or something like that, 然后就 made a mistake, 犯了一个错误，然后就说错了一个词儿。
Okay, so he made a mistake and mispronounced a word.
Exactly. 但是呢他很聪明就很快就把这个事情给圆过去了。但是呢他说自己嘴瓢了。那我们今天呢就要来聊一聊跟嘴瓢了相关的一些英文表达。
Okay, so this is going to be fun. So actually, this is really good. He kept his calm and really stayed professional, like you said.So, you know, many times we don't want to make it obvious that we made a mistake and we want to try and save the situation, right?
Yes, exactly. 哎，刚才你用的这个词很好，叫做 kept his calm and stayed professional.
Yes, for sure. And so, like you said, it really wasn't that obvious, right? People actually noticed, but that actually made him a trending topic, which is actually quite interesting.
所以呢总之呢他保持了他的一个专业度 stayed professional、所以呢我们今天呢就要来聊一聊在英文当中与嘴瓢了呀然后包括我们说到高情商啊以及说错话相关的所有的英文表达
Perfect, so first maybe we can start with how we can、describe his personality
Yeah, 你看像岳云鹏这样的就反应特别快这样的人呢我们用英语怎么去描述他呢
So we can say he is a quick thinker
就是脑子特别快是吧
Yes, and we can also say he is witty
He is witty, 哎 witty 这个词特别好 Witty 就是机智如我
Yes, yes, exactly And so we can say, you know, I've missed your witty banter
I've missed your witty banter 他的意思其实就是说我特别怀念你耍的那些嘴皮子 right?
Exactly, yeah
就身边就会有那样的人哈就是特别诙谐幽默就特别的 witty My sister is very witty
Really?
yeah 然后在家的时候呢经常他用他的那些 witty banter 就搞得我们全家哄堂大笑
Yeah, that's good There's always someone in the family that's like this, I feel like.
yeah, 哎，一般来讲，我们说这种像岳云鹏这样的，就是 quick thinker and also witty, 就是这种聪明啊、机智并且很诙谐的这种人呢，他们一般都是有高情商的。
Yes, so we can say that they have a high EQ.
High EQ, 这个 EQ, what does that stand
yes.
for?
So this actually stands for emotional quotient.
就是相当于控制自己情绪的这种能力哈。如果一个人高情商的，我们可以说 he has a high EQ.
Exactly, yeah.So actually EQ, I think, is more important than IQ, but that's just my personal opinion.
I totally agree with you. 情商更重要哈。
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, so finally, I think we can also say that he was、very professional and able to stay calm, like we mentioned previously.
那讲到这一些呢，我们说他是一个 quick thinker, he is witty, and he has a high EQ. 所以呢，他就能够 stay calm and professional, right? 所以呢，哎，还有一个哈，就是因为岳云鹏呢，他用他的这种机智也好，聪明也好，然后给救场了。那么救场用英语怎么说呀
So in English, we can say he saved the situation.
He saved the situation. 就相当于解围了，对吧
Yeah, and we can also say he saved the day, to be more dramatic.
He saved the day. Saved the day, 就是相当于把今天整个一天都给拯救了，就是说反败为胜，或者说挽救局面。这个听起来更加的 dramatic, right?
Yes, it does make it sound like、a matter of life or death.
就是说牵扯到生死的那种的，我们可以说 saved the day, right?
Yes, and so, you know, if someone or something saves the day in a situation, so basically it's if someone or something saves the day in a situation which seems likely to fail, you know, they managed to make it successful.
对，就是反败为胜， 挽救局面。但是一般的这种小状况呢，我们可以说 somebody saved the situation。 接下来呢，我们就要聊一聊啊，这个关于嘴瓢了，或者嘴瓢了，嘴瓢了怎么说呀？然后嘴瓢了之后，我们可以说什么样的英文来，就是打消一下这种尴尬呀，对不对？哎，我们聊一聊这个。
Yes, so this is going to be very useful.
首先，嘴瓢了怎么说？
So we can say it's a slip of the tongue.
Slip 就是滑倒的意思，对不对？
Yes, so you know when you say something wrong, you can just say.Oh, I had no intentions of saying that. It was a slip of the tongue.
嘴巴瓢了一下，他们说舌头滑了一下。哎，如果你说错了什么事情，你怎么去救场？你可以说 I had no intentions of saying that. 我没有想说这个的，对吧？我不是想说这个的。It was a slip of the tongue.
Exactly, yes. So let's maybe look at some other examples of how to use this phrase.
对，我们再举一个例子哈。
So we can say, a slip of the tongue at the conference resulted in a big loss.
That's true. 有的时候会议上的一个口误呢，可能会导致一笔重大的损失。所以呢，我们就说
A slip of the tongue at the conference resulted in a big loss.
Yes. 还可以说
It was a slip of the tongue.
It was a slip of the tongue. 我只是不小心说错了。
Yeah.
哎，但是我知道英文当中好像还有一个挺好玩的一个说法，叫做好像是把什么脚放到嘴里，是不是有这样的一个说法？
Yes, so actually, when you say or do something embarrassing or stupid, later when you talk about it with someone close, you can say, I really put my foot in my mouth when I asked if...I don't know, you know, her sister was her mother.
啊，就是说，哎，如果你真的是犯了一些，说了一些特别尴尬的这种东西，或者说 something stupid, 对吧？然后 later when you talk about it, 然后你可以说 I really put my foot in my mouth. 我真的是脚放到嘴巴里面了。口误哈，就是嘴瓢了之后，你可以说 it was a slip of the tongue, 或者说 I put my foot in my mouth, blah blah blah, 这都是可以的。哎，那就是说，你看有的时候我们写东西的时候，或者说我们发邮件的时候，有的时候会写错东西，对吧？那么我们把这种叫做笔误在汉语当中，那在英语当中这个有没有说法呀？
Yes, of course, this happens to everyone, right? When we write something in the wrong way. So we can say that it is a typo.
Ah, typo. It's a typo.
Yes, so actually it's short for typographical error.
那个就比较长了，反正我们就记住这个 typo 就可以了哈。T-Y-P-O, typo.
Yes, exactly. And we can also say it's a misprint.
Misprint. Print 就是打印、Misprint 就是误拼呗，对吧？
Exactly. So, you know, misprint is also, it's more commonly used for more formal occasions.、So, we can say it's a newspaper misprint.
报刊误拼 newspaper misprint. 可能更加 formal, 更加 formal 的一种场景哈。
Yeah, and so, you know, misprint, we can also say misspeak.
Misspeak, misprint 是指这个报刊的这种误拼，那 misspeak 就是指说话的时候一种错误，就是口误哈。但是这个 misspeak 它是一个 verb, 是一个动词，对吧？
Exactly.
我们举一个例子吧。
Okay, so as an example, we can say, I either misheard you or you misspoke.
不是我听错了，就是你说错了。哎，这种话其实在口语当中我们经常想说哈。I either misheard you or you misspoke. 说错话的时候想要救场的话都可以用这些话来表达哈。
Yes. And so actually another word that it can be very commonly used as well. So this is kind of a fun one because it's actually French.But it's usually used by English speakers, yeah. So it's faux pas.
Faux pas. 所以这个 faux pas 也是指口误，对不对？
Yes, so it's basically it can mean like just any mistake.
Any mistake 都是可以用这个 faux pas.
Yeah, and so, you know, faux pas can really be used for words or behavior that are social mistake or impolite.
主要是 social mistake, 就是社交场合当中犯的错误都可以说它是一个 faux pas， 这是一个从法语来的一个外来词哈，
yes.
但是在英语当中经常会出现，经常会用哈。
And so an example can be、he made a faux pas when he said all women should stay home and take care of the kids.
哇、wow, 这个的确是在美国的话应该是犯了一个很大的错误吧，就是说他当时说女人都应该在家待着，然后在家照顾宝宝的时候，这就是 made a faux pas、right?
Yes, a big social mistake.
A big social mistake, exactly. 哎，那这个 faux pas 的确是更倾向于那种 social mistake, right? 或者说 impolite.
Yes, yeah. And so actually, this leads to our second example, which is very commonMm-hmm. It's related to the fashion industry. So, you know, fashion is kind of usually seen to be related with French, the French fashion.
Definitely.
And so we can really say that it's a fashion faux pas. So it's really like a fashion crime. So if you wear two things that really don't go together, we can say that really is a fashion faux pas.
啊，比如说在我们中国，就是说这个红配蓝讨人嫌，就是说如果红色 match with the blue, 那么就是一个 fashion faux pas in China.
Yes, really, this is actually really interesting.
我不知道在中国其他地区怎么样，但是我在我们这边呢，它是有这样一个说法，就是红配蓝讨人嫌。所以呢，我们说红配蓝就是一个 fashion faux pas.
Yes, we can definitely say that.
啊 ，fashion faux pas， 哎，这今天真的学到了，这个很实用。
嗯，
哎，你知道吗？就是说到这个 misspeak， 或者说这个 faux pas， 其实还有另外一种，在汉语当中，尤其现在特别多的这种 talk show， 就是脱口秀，很多人呢、会用这个谐音梗。
Yes. So in English, it would be a pun.
A pun, 对吧？就是用那种相同的、或者说发音相似的，但是表达的是另外一个意思，但是听起来特别的 witty.、
Yes, they're called puns. So there are so many of them, and many people print them on T-shirts just to be funny.
对，对，我们来看一下英语当中的谐音梗什么样子的。
So, for example, here we can take an example of a nurse and a patient. And so the nurse says, sorry about leaving you waiting.
不好意思让你久等了。Sorry about leaving you waiting.
And so the patient will say, no problem, I'm patient.
No problem, I'm patient. 啊，这个真的是 so witty, 哈。I'm patient, 没关系的，我 patient 有两个意思嘛，一个是病人，一个是有耐心， right? I'm patient.
Exactly.Yeah, so this is kind of like a ha-ha joke.
Ha-ha joke, yeah, ha-ha joke.
Yeah, and then so this can be a conversation between two people saying, oh no, our neighbor died.
Oh, 我们的邻居去世了，这个男生说的哈。
So she can say, who, Ray?
Who, 谁啊 Ray, 是 Ray 吗
And so then he can say like,I don't think cheering is appropriate, Karen.
I don't think cheering is appropriate. 我觉得这个时候欢呼好像不太合适，男生说。因为这个女生在问的时候说谁呀、啊、是 Ray 吗她说的是 who, Ray? 听起来就像是英语当中的那个 cheering, 那个欢呼的那个 hooray.
Yeah, and I actually don't think in this situation it's intentional, you know, like she's just saying this. And actually my dad really likes to do this when you say something, when I say something that can sometimes be interpreted in another way, he'll just make a whole joke about it and we'll be like, ha 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 ha, you know?
That's funny, that's really funny. 对，所以我觉得你爸爸一定也是一个 quick thinker, 而且一定是有 high EQ.
Yeah, I think so too.
哎，最后一个哈，就有的时候你知道吗？说着说着话的时候，有一个词儿你其实特别熟，但是你想不起来了。有没有这种英文可以在这个时候去补一下这个尴尬的场景呢
？You can't remember it.
Exactly.
You can say, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Ah, it's on the tip of my tongue. 又是舌头，就在我的舌头边上。Mm-hmm. 哎，你知道吗？在汉语当中，我们怎么说吗？我们会说啊，就在嘴边上。
Oh, it's very similar then.
Right?
Yeah, I guess we covered all of the different ways we can save the situation, right?
Yeah, 什么嘴瓢了呀，怎么救场啊，高情商啊，然后什么威力机智如我呀，礼物口误，然后以及一些犯的一些致命的一些时尚的错误，这些我们今天呢都给大家讲了，包括谐音梗。
Exactly. So I hope these are going to be helpful. And next time, think about us when you use any of these.
然后可以留言告诉我们 你觉得在这里面你学到了哪一些，然后觉得什么东西比较好玩，或者说可以留言告诉我们你犯过的比较好玩的口误，也可以留言给梅丽推荐一下我们中国比较好玩的 puns 谐音梗。
Yes, I would love to know. And thank you guys for listening. And we hope to see you next time.
Yeah, until next time. Bye bye.
Bye.